Yeah, because there's a lot to unpack there. And
Right.
you know, we made that comment publicly on our social media channels last week. We've reinforced that internally with messages, and the most popular follow-up question is, well, aren't those just words? What is behind them, and what do you mean? But more importantly, what will you do? And I'm going to unpack all four of those in the way that I look at them, that the way the leadership team looks at them, and then also actions that we've been working quickly together with our D&I Leadership Council to start putting in place around them. So when we think about learn more, that one's probably maybe the most intuitive one to get and think, okay, what does that mean? But it's really about the idea of BR supporting and leadership supporting our employees' process of self-discovery on topics related to diversity, inclusion, and ultimately belonging, and providing resources and opportunities for everyone to educate themselves. And we began that, you know, in earnest last Friday when we closed the office for half of the day so people could truly take time to learn and reflect. To think about what this means to them personally, what it means to our Beta Rudder community, and what it means to the communities we live and work in. In that area, the D&I team is going to continue to collect resources. People have been great sending in things that they found valuable that maybe weren't on our reading list or our watching list. And we're going to do this for other topics, but look for more resources available in the future to allow everybody to begin their own journey of actively educating themselves on the topic at hand. We're also evaluating things like outside speakers and learning opportunities to provide the Beta Rudder community with even more information and points of views to help them learn. When we think about listening harder, and this one is really important to me in leadership, especially because there's a huge component of it related to leadership and our commitment to listening to our employees more about the topics of diversity, inclusion, and belonging. And then also encouraging everyone at Beta Rudder to have open, honest conversations with each other, even if they're topics that are uncomfortable. And doing this in a variety of ways. So one way we started that was, you know, last year when we formed the D&I Council. The first meeting was a listening session with 50 employees, you know, talking about the things that matter to them on a broad range of topics. And then trying to figure out, you know, where to focus our D&I efforts as an agency, knowing that everything cannot be tackled at once. We're going to be piloting soon in one of our ecosystems a conversation session with that ecosystem related to anti-racism and the things that are going on societally right now with the Black community, and just having a forum in which we can have those open, honest conversations. And if that is well received, we'll be, you know, figuring out how to roll that out more uniformly across the agency.
That's awesome.
Also related to listening, you know, I suggest people use the vehicles we have in place, the BR Talkback suggestion box. And I thank people who did that over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And believe me, the messages you sent were read and heard. They were thought about, they were reflected on, and actions, I hope you can see, have been taken based on them. We also have a great, you know, D&I Leadership Council that people are encouraged to reach out to as well to share ideas about how we continue our journey. And then in the future, we're going to be looking at an agency-wide survey to help us understand where and what is important and what seems to be working as we roll out more and more D&I activities to the agency. The third, you know, kind of idea that we believe in a lot, and maybe the one that will be the hardest or will take time, is change faster. And and in that statement, right, we're already acknowledging that we're not gonna wait for it, right? But you know what this is about is executing an action plan that our D&I Leadership Council has spent a great amount of time working on, and it's fantastic. And using those action plans to become more diverse and inclusive in our organization, and ultimately foster a sense of belonging for everyone. And we're going to do this through training and implementing talent acquisition plans, and most importantly, tracking our progress for accountability to the goals that we set in these areas.
Yeah.
And then the final, you know, kind of idea in that mantra is give more. And to us, that means, you know, investing and supporting diversity, inclusion, and belonging, and encouraging our employees to take the same action. And we're doing this in a few ways. One, reminding everyone of their service day opportunities that we provide all employees at BR, but taking that one step further. And while we, you know, everyone's decision on how to use their service day is completely up to them, we're going to be providing some resources to everyone on lists of organizations that they may want to consider if they haven't known how to get involved, how to give back, how to make a difference related to anti-racism and things like that. We also are looking at support of local organizations and Black-owned businesses that we can continue to learn more about and support and partner with over time. And then also on the table is pro bono work that makes sense, that aligns both with someone's need and then our strategic plans for growth in this area. And then finally, there's always the opportunity, and we look for it where it makes sense, to give back to the community through donations in monetary forms. So those are a few of the things that we're exploring, we're acting upon, and we'll encourage others to do so as well.